going to have our Bible reading now, and it's going to be read by Kathy. You might wonder why she's in the church. It's because we were there for a deacons meeting earlier this week, a socially distanced deacons meeting. So Kathy's going to be bringing our reading to us this morning.
Our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8 and verse 23. Jesus calms the storm. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
So let's pray. Lord God, we've been thinking about storms this morning. And we pray that as we explore this passage together now, that you will just reveal to us again who you are. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the ways it speaks to us. So speak to us now afresh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Andrew. Yeah, that's right. Simon Peter's slightly less famous brother. But you know what? I'm just as good a fisherman as he is. If anything, I'm better. You know, Peter was always a little bit impulsive, always a little bit rash. But you know, between us, we were a good team. We were good fishermen. There was me, there was our Pete, and then there was the Zebedee brothers, James and John. And between us, we had a lot of experience with boats, going backwards and forwards across Lake Galilee. It was our livelihood. And we were used to those storms out there on the lake. We had met them before. And those storms, you know, they were sneaky. They could just suddenly blow up out there on Lake Galilee with no warning at all. And before you knew it, you were absolutely drenched and you were rowing for your life. And you had to use all your skill and all your wits to keep that boat from sinking. But even in the scale of storms on Lake Galilee, I have to confess that that day with Jesus, that storm was a monster. It really took us by surprise. We'd had an eventful day in Capernaum. Jesus had been healing people left, right and centre, including Peter's wife's mum. And we were really excited about getting onto the boat, going across the lake with Jesus. It felt like a real adventure. We weren't really sure where we were headed. It was often like that with Jesus. And we didn't know how long we'd be away. We'd had to leave our families, leave our friends, even leave our business behind. But we knew that whatever happened, it would be worth it. Because this Jesus guy, this man, he was different. He was different from anyone I'd ever met. And I just knew that I wanted to be with him. Sure, there was a cost. Sure, there was sacrifices to be made. There was danger even. But more important than all those things, I just wanted to follow him. I just wanted to learn from him. I just wanted to be like him. Well, at first, everything seemed peaceful. We were all tired, including Jesus. In fact, soon after we set off, Jesus went into the stern of the boat and settled down for a well-earned rest. He was soon fast asleep. And if I'm honest, I might have dozed off a bit as well. Everything was completely calm, just rocked by the waves and the gentle swoosh of the oars as they moved through the water. And then suddenly, the storm. The wind blew up, the waves grew huge, and the boat rocked from side to side, being shaken about almost like an earthquake. It was all happening so fast, we were terrified. Even though we're experienced fishermen, we'd never known anything like this. There was rain, rolling thunder, flashes of lightning, and great waves began to rise up and smash over the side of the boat, so that soon we had water sloshing around our legs and we were worried we were going to sink. We tried to shout to one another, but we couldn't make our voices heard against the roar of the storm. I looked at the stricken faces of my brother and my friends. There was fear in their eyes. What would we do? How would we survive this? And where was Jesus? In the stern of the boat, Jesus was asleep. We Jews are not really usually seafaring folk. Water for us means chaos, like the chaotic waters that swirled around at the beginning of the world before God said, "Let there be light." It felt in the middle of that storm like I was back there, back in that primal sea at the beginning of the world. I thought about the most important moment in the history of our people, that day when God led us out of Egypt through the waters, when he made the waters of the Red Sea roll back so that the people could cross through on dry land without even getting their toes wet. Maybe God would deliver us like that. I thought of old Jonah in the middle of the storm getting thrown overboard and God rescuing him by sending a great fish to swallow him up. Maybe God would rescue us like that. I thought about those promises in the book of the prophet Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Would God really keep his promises? Would God really rescue us? Could he, would he save us from this storm? But the storm raged on. And in the stern of the boat, incredibly, Jesus was still asleep. What is he doing sleeping in this storm? What is this astounding peace he seems to have that he can rest while we're all about to drown? Jesus, wake up! Jesus, help us! Jesus, we're going to drown! Lord, save us! All of a sudden, Jesus' eyes were open. But no terror for him. No screaming and shouting for him. His eyes were not full of fear. Instead, he just looked at us with gentleness and love. And he said this, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Well, I would have thought that would have been obvious, wouldn't you? But then he got up and at once I saw that he was completely in control. And he began to speak to the wind and speak to the waves, telling them to be quiet and be still. And he spoke to them as though they knew who he was, as though he knew they would listen to him, as though they recognised his voice because they'd heard it before. And almost as suddenly as it had begun, the storm stopped. The waves, which had been swelling up and down in sickening towers, retreated back and became a calm, placid lake once more. The dark clouds fizzled away and the rain petered out. The wind, which had been deafening in its howling, died away. And it was so quiet that we could hear our own breathing. Jesus went back and sat in the stern of the boat once more, as though nothing out of the ordinary had happened. Peter turned to me with raised eyebrows and he had a look of just shock and disbelief on his face. We could hardly take in what we'd just seen and heard. "Who is this man?" Peter said to me in a low voice. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." Who is this man? Who is this Jesus? Well, that's the million-dollar question. And as the boat swayed gently in the soft breeze, I closed my eyes and I remembered the scriptures that I had learned as a child, the verses that I had heard recited every Saturday in the synagogue, the psalms that we had sung together, Psalm 65, about the God who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the turmoil of the nations. Psalm 89, who is like you, Yahweh, God Almighty? You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. Psalm 104, God, at your rebuke the waters fled, at the sound of your thunder they took to flight. And then I remembered one of my favourite songs, Psalm 107. I used to love this one as a child because my dad had said it was a good one for fishermen like us. The song went like this. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. That was just what we'd been through. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. I could identify with that. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. Just like Jesus, he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. When I thought back to those psalms we used to sing, the answer to Peter's question was suddenly as clear as day. Who stills the storms? Who calms the waves of the sea? Who tells the wind to be quiet? Only God. Only our God, Yahweh, can do that. So who is this Jesus? Who is this man? There is only one possible answer, and it's this. He's God. God himself come in the form of a man. God himself walking and talking with us. God himself come to save us, come to rescue us. God himself, God in human skin, sitting there laughing and smiling in the stern of Zebedee's old fishing boat. I hope that I am not quite the same man that I was when I got into that boat. I hope that perhaps the next time a storm comes, I won't be so panicked and terror-stricken. I hope that I can hold on and have faith, because I know that the one who stilled the storm, the one who rebuked the wind and the waves, the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all I could ask or imagine, is right here with me. So I don't need to be afraid. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for what this story shows us about who Jesus is. We thank you for the majesty and the power and the awesomeness of the one who stills the storm with a word. So Lord God, as we go through storms in our own lives, we pray that we will be able to have faith. We pray that we will be able to hold on. We pray that we will be able to trust in the one who stills the storms. In Jesus' name, amen.